This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and Germany have agreed to maintain their renewed momentum in ties and discuss key global issues of interest. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. They discussed further avenues for cooperation in the fields of economy, investment and manufacturing, technology and innovation, security and defense, as well as mobility of talent. Earlier, the two leaders also co-chaired the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibilities and report on the outcome of the deliberations to the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. Addressing the IGC, Prime Minister Modi said both the nations had taken important decisions for bilateral cooperation during the last IGC in 2022, and there has been encouraging progress in various sectors of strategic relations in the last 2 years. He highlighted that increasing cooperation in areas including defense, technology, energy, green and sustainable development have become symbols of mutual trust between India and Germany. Heavy rainfall continued in several parts of Odisha and West Bengal as a severe cyclonic storm Dana completed its landfall process. The cyclone made a landfall between Bhitarkanika National Park and Dhamra on Odisha coast last night, uprooting large trees and electric poles and damaging houses as well as paddy crops in the state. There have been no reports of casualties so far. Odisha's Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi conducted a review of the damage and relief efforts in Bhubaneswar this morning. He said the government was able to achieve zero casualty target, adding that restoration work to clear roads and restore power lines is underway in the affected areas. In West Bengal, several districts in southern parts of the state are witnessing incessant rainfall since morning today under the impact of Cyclone Dana. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the latest medical techniques should be used for the welfare of people living in remote areas. The president was speaking at the convocation ceremony of All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Raipur in Chhattisgarh today. She called upon the students to give priority to serve the underprivileged class. The president said during the last decade, many steps have been taken to provide universal health coverage to the countrymen. President Murmu reached Raipur today on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh. The filing of nominations ended today for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 28th of October, while candidates can withdraw the nominations till the 30th of this month. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has started distribution of voter slip among electorates from today in view of the first phase of polling in the state. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said the slips will be distributed till the 5th of November. Polling for the assembly polls in Jharkhand has been held in two phases. Voting for the second phase will take place on the 20th of November, along with single-phase polling for Maharashtra assembly elections. In Maharashtra, the Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, led by the Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar, has released a second list of 7 candidates for the assembly elections. Chief Justice of India, Dr. Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, has said that various measures have been adopted to make courts accessible for persons with disabilities. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, marking the 75th anniversary of the establishment of the Supreme Court of India, the Chief Justice highlighted the initiative wherein, for the first time, the Supreme Court introduced sign language interpreters for lawyers with speech and hearing impairment. The Ministry of Railways is running 7,000 special trains to cater to the rush of passengers to the festive season of Deepavali and Chhath Puja. Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav said in New Delhi that around 2 lakh extra passengers can travel by these special trains daily. In cricket, New Zealand were 183 for 4 against India in the second innings on the second day of the second test match in Pune when reports last came in. Earlier, the visitors bowled out India for 156 runs in the first innings to take a lead of 188 runs. On day one yesterday, New Zealand were all out for 259 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.